She took one step, then another. Lords and knights stepped aside silently to let her pass, and she felt the weight of their eyes on her.
I must be as strong as my lady mother.
Your Grace, she called out in a soft, tremulous voice. The height of the Iron Throne gave Joffrey a better vantage point than anyone else in the hall. He was the first to see her. Come forward, my lady, he called out, smiling. His smile emboldened her, made her feel beautiful and strong.
He does love me, he does.
Sansa lifted her head and walked toward him, not too slow and not too fast. She must not let them see how nervous she was. The Lady Sansa of House Stark, the herald cried. She stepped under the throne, at the spot where Sir Barristan's white cloak lay puddled on the floor beside his helm and breastplate. "Do you have some business for king and council, Sansa?" the queen asked from the council table. "I do." She knelt on the cloak, so as not to spoil her gown, and looked up at her prince on his fearsome black throne. "As it please your grace, I ask mercy for my father, Lord Eddard Stark, who was the hand of the king." She had practiced the words 100 times.